Good morning, 7-Eleven here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. As promised, I told you we were going to be talking to Michelle Salzman, state representative for District 1, the northern, like, three-quarters of the landmass of Escambia County, who has a bit of an announcement to make. Michelle, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News.
Well, thanks for having me, Andrew. How exciting of a week it's been.
Oh, my goodness. So many things happening. And with all of the Republicans getting sucked up by the administration and put into other roles, we have a lot of cascade and domino effect. And the one most relevant for you, Matt Gaetz has resigned his seat for District 1. He is going to be the nominee for the Attorney General. And myself and a lot of other people had speculated that you might want to be a congressman, woman, person. I don't know what you prefer, but, you know, what are you doing, ma'am?
Well, I filed to run for Congressional District 1. I, within about an hour of Matt's resignation, we were on the phone and, you know, just chatting about it. And so then I got off the phone with Matt and I called the governor's office and then I called the Trump campaign and I've just been in constant contact with both sides of the leadership team trying to navigate this and make sure that I'm not stepping on landmines. You know, at the end of the day, we need to support the president and making sure that he's not weighing in on this race was critical before I put my foot in there. And, you know, I didn't actually click the button. I had a team of people that was working on everything for me because, as we all know, we were in session. So I didn't know quite when, what, or where, but I knew it was coming. We had prepared all the verbiage. But people within inside the Trump team had said, okay, you know, you need to go ahead and file. Just file. So I filed the paperwork, or someone clicked the button for me, and it soared off. And, I mean, within a couple of hours of the donation link being live just through text messaging, we had raised like $15,000, and a couple hours later it was like $25,000. So we're not doing any major fundraisers yet. We're still just trying to navigate. We got to get through qualification, and to be honest, Andrew, the state hasn't declared an election yet, so it's all preliminary anyway, right?
Yeah, so that was actually something I was going to ask you about, because you know, resign to run is going to apply to you, and the question is when, unless I'm mistaken. And if the feds have, like, I guess the feds have opened it or something, but the state has not, and so, you know, the timing of it, you know, you can't file for an election that hasn't actually been declared, but it has been at the federal. Do I have this basically right?
So we filed, and see, like I said, I did the paperwork, but I don't know what my treasurer and all those people did. I just do what Joe Gruters tells me to do. But anyway, I'm not sure. From my understanding, we filed for the election at the federal level, and it could even be that the people that have filed for the 2026 seat, and then once we declare, it'll be transferred to the special election.
Okay.
But in essence, it's open at the federal level. I don't want to say something and then somebody go, well, actually, technically, you know. So
I
I'm
understand.
Just giving that caveat there. But disclaimer. But yes, you file at the federal level, and then as soon as the state declares, which should be this morning, it was supposed to be yesterday morning. We had coordinated with the speaker, the incoming speaker, like the outgoing. I mean, everybody, to make sure that everybody was good with the timing and all of that. And then they didn't declare. I didn't know because I was in session. I get out and I'm like, they haven't declared yet. What? I mean, crap. So
you try to do the right thing,
too.
You know.
Yeah, I was like, man, okay. And I was in constant communication with the secretary, too. I mean, he is, by the way, so incredible. Our secretary of state is literally top-notch. I mean, just a great man. But so he even said, he was like, I'm so sorry. You know, the governor got tied up in all of these sessions. He didn't actually. So we'll see what happens. Anticipating today, but
So
but,
so if they do open it today and you do actually file for the state, do you have to resign like today? How does that work?
Right. Good question. Absolutely. So you have to submit a letter of resignation, but you don't leave the office. So I'm still going to be the state representative. I will be the state representative until the special election is held.
Okay.
So even if I resign, so which is why it's, you know, I went to the swearing-in ceremony. I did all those things. And honestly, that was one of the things I was waiting on. You know, there's technical information. I put a post on social media. I did not want to leave the constituents with nobody after they just elected me. That was very important to me. And to know that I can keep the seat until the special election, that was a tipping point. I love my constituents more than anything. They are my number one priority. They always will be. And so, you know, those cards fell into place. And then certain people called me, like, you know, people that, you know, Joe Bruder's, others that said, go for it, you know. And those people are important because they're very close with the president. And I don't want to do something that is going to be against President Trump. I mean, I am on the executive board of directors for the Republican Party of Florida. I'm very close with all of these leaders in the party. And I need to make sure that what I do does not get in the way of our agenda. So, I mean, that specific piece there makes it a little bit more technical for me, because I, you know, I'm not just a random Republican out there. I'm a seated lawmaker,
right,
as well as on the state board of directors. So I've been running this. That's why I called the governor first thing. I said, listen, do you have anybody? What are you doing? I just got off the phone with Matt Gaetz. He told me, you know, it's time to go. So what are we doing? And, you know, just continue to, every day I'm talking to both the Trump administration and the governor's administration. I want to make sure that whatever I'm doing does not mess up the bigger picture. And of course, number one is making sure my constituents feel good about what I'm doing.
And as we learned from Robert Bender last week, that special election primary is probably not going to be until, you know, February. So we've got a couple of months still. Obviously, there's been a lot of talk about who might be in, who might be out. There's several names that have already put in. You know, they've got kind of made similar pre-announcements like you have. Probably the most significant one was Jimmy Patronis, who is the current CFO, doesn't live in district, but is moving here and has a big war chest and obviously a big name recognition. And as I understand, even Frank White has come out in support of him. So that's a big, I mean, that's definitely a big opponent for you, right?
I would say it is a formidable opponent, 100%. Jimmy is, you know, he's been in state office for a very long time. I believe when we talked yesterday, he said he'd been serving the state of Florida for 10 years. I tried calling Jimmy from day one, just like I called the governor. I tried to call everybody that was potentially someone that might be looking at it to give them an opportunity to talk to me about, you know, what it was they wanted to do. And, you know, is this the right decision for me? Should it be you? And it was a week before I spoke to Jimmy. And by the time I did, I'd already filed. I was like, Jimmy, I've already filed. You know, I don't know what to tell you. I've been trying to get in touch with you, but I never would have imagined he was going to come to Congressional District 1. You know, he lives in CD 2. He's been talking about running for governor for a couple of years now, and I have ran several pieces of his legislation. We've worked very closely together in a lot of things. Staunch conservative for sure. I obviously have a ton of love and admiration for Jimmy. I don't know what to say about it at this time. You know, he and I chatted through it yesterday, and I mean, I'm in the race. There's that. I'm not resigning, I'm not withdrawing from the race because Jimmy got in. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to withdraw from the race because anybody gets in. I ran the traps through the president's team. I ran the traps through the governor's team from start to finish, as much as even late last night I was on the phone with the governor's staff. I am very much, I've got my finger on the pulse, and I'm hopeful that I do a good job, but it did throw me for a loop. Truthfully, I was not expecting that. I really didn't expect a Escambia County resident to jump behind someone that's not in the district. That shocked me. But it's, I mean, if that's the worst thing that happened to me this week, I had a great week, Andrew.
Hey, before we let you go, Michelle, I just want to give you your chance to get your 45-second, 30-second, why you want to be in Congress. Pick me for Congress.
Oh, well, honestly, Andrew, I've just been here on the ground for 4 years now working for the people, and I've been able to get a lot done. And I know that if I go to Congress, I'll be that effective lawmaker again. I'll be able to work hard to make sure that our community gets the money that we need for infrastructure. I want to support the veterans and the military. And of course, there's always, you know, the America First agenda that has always been on my platform, you know, securing the borders, fixing the economy, you know, keeping a safe community, term limits, you know, drain the swamp, all those things. I mean, all of it is, it's what we've been trying to do in Florida. We've been the beacon of hope for America, and I want to continue to fight for us in D.C.
Outstanding. Well, Michelle, you and I have known each other a long time, back when you were with the PTA in Escambia County, and we've been friends a long time. I am I'm proud of you for running. I think it's anytime anybody runs for office, it's a big deal, especially when you have to give up something in order to get at it. So congratulations on getting in. Thank you for running. I hope you do well. I want to see a good clean race from everybody, and best of luck. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you. Take care.